Her hair hung like a dark, silky waterfall, obscuring her face until the man spun her around. Then her hair flew like a cape around her shoulders and exposed her face. A pretty face, maybe beautiful. But it was impossible to be sure because the woman's lips were swollen, bleeding, ruining the natural shape of her mouth. One cheekbone was scraped raw and oozing petechia dots of blood. Her eyes were the most damaged. The skin of one was a circle of dark purple and grayish black, the eye swollen closed, with the lid bulging grotesquely as if it might burst open. The other eye was wet, red, beginning to swell and discolor. Her nose wasn't broken, but blood had streaked down her mouth and chin in a sheet of red. The cell was cold, and her white cotton shorts, a pretty blue and white striped blouse, and white cotton socks left her freezing. She believed the final result would be her death. And it wouldn't be a merciful death, nor quick enough. And until then, he would torture her under the disguise of saying he's teaching her lessons. Her first lesson learned when she awoke was never to spit in the man's face. She drifted, and when she next awoke, she first noticed the pleasant scent of a woodsy, spicy cologne, something that a man with a gray wool cap and dark face mask shouldn't be wearing. There should be nothing pleasant about the man.